Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. It's Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Let's dive right into the industry news today. Unfolding in Australia's financial planning sector is the profound integrative shift towards artificial intelligence, poised to revolutionize efficiency and personalization. Nevertheless, it has brought about an array of hurdles, not least in cybersecurity, ethical and compliance domains. A4 Security's recent assessment underscores U.S. AI solutions displaying stronger compliance than their Australian counterparts, echoing worries over data protection under Australia's notifiable data breaches scheme. The ASIC, with firm advocacy for transparent data handling, emphasizes informed client consent, ethical standards maintenance, proactive engagement combined with rigorous vendor audits, and effective governance policies. Switching gears to the superannuation sector now, where the innovative digital investment platform, StockSpot, has made a groundbreaking entry. StockSpot Super, developed in collaboration with wealth tech firm Dash, centers around exchange-traded funds, promising a fresh and affordable alternative to traditional self-managed super funds, or SMSFs. StockSpot CEO Chris Breakey aims to empower Australians with genuine transparency and simplicity in estate planning, featuring automated portfolio rebalancing, customized advice, and a strategic allocation towards gold, amongst other growth and defensive assets. On to the real estate market, where first-time homebuyers in Australia confront staggering hurdles. Canstar's recent study reports a significant drop in monthly savings, extending the home purchasing timeline by up to 4 years. Skyrocketing bills and rents primarily fuel this fallout. However, Canstar's Sally Tyndall offers some hope, suggesting strategies like reassessing expenses and securing better deals may enhance savings against the hard tides. Dominating headlines, the insurance industry faces criticism following mass rejection of over half of the 600 earthquake insurance claims in Muswellbrook, New South Wales. Amid community distress, local leaders deplore the sluggish responses, drawing disconcerting parallels with past disputed claims in Victoria. Going forward, it is indispensable for insurers to restore public trust through transparent, prompt, and empathetic claim resolutions. We thank you for joining us today on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more updates and expert advice, visit us on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Paige Estritori signing off. See you next time.